just want to say again what a joy it is to be here. I've been back and forth quite a few times this summer already, and it's a blessing to be here in the meeting with you. I thank the Lord that He is here every time we gather in His name according to His word. And it's not just that He said it, He lets us sense it. And that's a blessing too, isn't it, that we know that we gather in His name and He is here in the presence and power of His Spirit, and He's here to work in our hearts. It was a week ago. It's so hard for me to think that was a whole week ago, that I was here with Brother Luton, and Brother Kenny preached to us. That was a great... But it was Thursday, yes, and that's... So far, anyway, throughout my life, there was a Thursday, and then the next one, there was a whole week between. Yes, so it was that long ago. Someone said that there are three kinds of people in the world. Those who know how to count, and those who don't. Excuse me? Okay. But when I was here with Brother Luton, Brother Kenny very graciously asked us if we had something to say, and I just thanked the staff that had served throughout the first 2 weeks, and then he got up and he quoted a verse. Some of you were here. I wonder if those of you who are here remember what verse he quoted. He quoted the last verse of 2 Corinthians 3. And it was this, that we're beholding the Lord. We're looking at His face. Isn't that wonderful? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And in that verse, it speaks about beholding the Lord, seeing His glory as we look to Him. We all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And all Brother Luton said, and he just spoke for a couple minutes, he encouraged us to look at Jesus and to open our hearts to that transforming work. I brought him home the next day, and he preached in the meeting at Ridgewood on Friday evening, and I could tell from his talk that he has been thinking about this and really dwelling in it. And he spoke from Isaiah 40 about the glory of the Lord being revealed, and another passage where the glory of the Lord shall fill the earth and cover the earth. He also spoke from Psalm 108, where it speaks about God's glory in the heavens and over. Be exalted, O Lord, above the heavens, and Your glory filling the earth. And he talked about how the Lord's glory will fill the earth. Well, the glory of the Lord has been revealed in many wonderful ways. If you look into your Bible, we could take the whole evening just thinking about that, but I'm not prepared to do that anyway, so we won't, and I'm waiting to hear from Brother Jonathan. But his take on Friday night was that God wants to work in His people and make them like Christ, and through them in all the world show forth His praise, that we might live unto the praise, show forth the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. And wouldn't you know it, when I'm sure everyone here has noticed this, not just the ministers. How about when you come across a word that you never knew before, right? And you say, what's that? And you have to look it up. Do you always or almost always see that verse word again in the next couple days? Isn't that interesting? Well, this is what happened to me with this thought. I came across an article in Decision Magazine, the current issue, And it was a sermon, I guess, or a writing by one of my favorite writers or people, one of the men who's been a blessing to me in my life. His name is John Stott. And he's an elder statesman, shall we say. It said there that he's 88 years old. And he's recently written a book. You know his book, Why I Am a Christian. We've had it down in the boathouse over the years. I don't know if it's there now, but I've been greatly blessed by that book. I thought that would be his last book, and I pushed it here, and I guess many bought it. Maybe we're out of it. But it says that he put down his pen. He writes in this book, "Now I put my pen down for the last time." But the book is called The Radical Disciple. And there is one chapter which was excerpted in this issue of Decision called Christlikeness. And sure enough, there it was again. And the last sentence said, a lot of the chapter was about God's purpose. And so the last sentence says, God's purpose is to make us like Christ, and his way is to fill us with his Spirit. And that just went into my heart. Again, how much we need to be filled and to be being filled with God's Spirit. Jesus died for us. Jesus rose for us. Jesus is ascended into the heavens for us, and from his place there at the right hand of the majesty in the heavens, where he is our great high priest who ministers in the holy of holies in the power of an endless life, he sends us his grace in fullness and sends us, as we read in Ephesians, he ascended on high and he led captivity captive and he gave gifts to men, and he sends forth his Spirit, and we open our hearts, and just as Brother Luton said a week ago, and I know there were only a few of you here a week ago, so maybe that's why I feel like repeating this, we open our hearts in faith to him. We look at Jesus with this eye that he's created within us, the eye that was made that we might behold him. We look to him and we open our hearts to this transforming work. This is God's purpose. So we want to get with it, don't we? It's to make us like Christ, and his way is to fill us with his Spirit. And how wonderful that is to me tonight and in these days. And as I heard Brother Luton last Friday night, that was my privilege, and I don't think any of yours. I was so stirred about the glory of the Lord filling this earth as people are transformed into his likeness and filled with his love and give themselves wholly to him and to his service. So I just wanted to share that with you because it was stirring my heart. Oh, Jesus. Come down, O love divine, and seek thou this soul of mine, and visit me with thy ardor glowing. Fill me with your Spirit. Let me love you as I ought to, O Lord. Make me love you as I ought to love. Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. And all of us, Lord, we sense you're here in this meeting tonight, and we know you're working. We know you're drawing us. We know you're calling us. And our hearts are open to your working. Our ears are open to your word. Touch us, Lord, we pray. Hallelujah. And carry forward your gracious work in us and among us for the glory of your name. Hallelujah. Not for us, but for you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.